Good morning. We are continuing our conversation of the halachas of Tachanun, and in particular, in order to do the nefilas apayim for Tachanun, the bowing down, the leaning on the side, is it required to have a sefer Torah, or can that be done even in the absence of a sefer Torah? And we saw the opinion of the Rokeach, who is one of the influencers of Ashkenazic minhagim for Ashkenazic Jewry, who was of the view that a sefer Torah is indeed required in order to do the nefilas apayim, and the Ramah brought that opinion as a yesh omrim. There is an opinion, and he said it as follows, that you need, apparently, not only a sefer Torah, but you need an Aron Kodesh with a sefer Torah in it, and said the Ramah, the chein noagim, that is indeed the Ashkenazic practice, in order to do the nefilas apayim during Tachanun, the physical crouching, bending forward, we are required to have a sefer Torah, maybe not only a sefer Torah, but an Aron Kodesh with the Sefer Torah inside of it. So we have three questions today. Question number one is, what's the minhag of Sfaradim? What's the Sfaradi practice? So truth be told, the main Sfaradi practice, they don't do Nefilas Apayim at all, as we've discussed in the past. Sfaradim, no Nefilas Apayim. Nonetheless, there are opinions of Sfaradim that they do Nefilas Apayim. So for example, the opinion of the Beis Yosef is that they do Nefilas Apayim. So how about, assuming Sfaradim do Nefilas Apayim in general, how about if there's no Sefer Torah? So the pashtus of the Shulchan Aruch is that it doesn't matter whether there's a Sefer Torah there or not. Sfaradim indeed would do Nefilas Apayim, because the Shulchan Aruch does not bring the Rokeach lahalach. He doesn't cite it at all. In other words, we do Nefilas Apayim. When you say Tachanun, you do Nefilas Apayim, regardless of there being a Sefer Torah. And in fact, there are a number of Sfaradi poskim who say the same. The Shiari Knesset Agdola brought in the name of Maharag Galiko as follows: Dafila b'makom sheino kavul et fila, even a place that is not a set place for davening. In other words, it's not a shul, it's not a regular place, you just happen to daven there, there's no sefer Torah there, you still do nefilas apayim. The Birkei Yosef says as follows: Anan Bididan Nahaginan, we are no heg lomar nefilas apayim b'chol makom, wherever it is, wherever we're davening, we have a nefilas apayim, and that is the implication of the writings of the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch, that there's nefilas apayim regardless of there being a sefer Torah or not. And the Birkei Yosef continues. He said, even if you daven at home b'yachidus, you're davening by yourself, no minyan, no sefer Torah, still, when you have Tachanun, you do the Nefilas Apayim. So it's not only those poskim, but also the Kaf HaChaim, another prominent Sfaradi posek. He says, the Kevan, the Nefilas Apayim, hu echad mi tikune atfila. Nefilas Apayim is a fundamental part of the davening. Im ken vaday deno talay b'makom deika sefer Torah. It has nothing to do with if there is a sefer Torah or not. So there we have it. Many poskim, Sfaradi, the greatest, the prominent, some of the greatest Sfaradi poskim are of the view that if there is a nefilas apayim by Sfaradim, indeed, it would be done regardless of there being a sefer Torah or not. So our next question, let's move back to the Ashkenazi practice. The Ashkenazi practice is that we require a sefer Torah to be there, and in the absence of a sefer Torah, we don't do nefilas apayim. So Rav Moshe Feinstein was asked as follows: what if you have a shul, there's an Aron Kodesh there, but the Sifrei Torah have been moved to a closet, but in the same room? What happened in that scenario was, it was a shul and they had two Sifrei Torah unfortunately stolen. There wasn't a proper lock or no lock at all on the Aron Kodesh, and Rav Moshe Feinstein urged them, get that fixed, get a proper lock so you can leave the Sifrei Torah in its proper place. But meanwhile, they have the Sefer Torah, the third one that Baruch Hashem had not been stolen, they have it in a cabinet where they kept wine and other needs of the Beis Medrash. And that's because there was a proper lock on that closet, but not on the Aron Kodesh. So Rav Moshe says as follows: because it's in the same room, because it's in the same room where they daven, accordingly, they would say Nefilas Apayim. So we see here, even if the Sefer Torah is not in its proper Aron Kodesh, but it's in a different place, but in the same room, that would be acceptable to do Nefilas Apayim. So now we're going to push it one more step for our third question of the day. And the following was asked by the of the Halicha Shlomo. It was asked of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach as follows: that if you have a shul, and because they need to secure the Sifrei Torah, in other words, the shul wasn't very secured where they used to keep it. They were concerned about the security and protection of the Sifrei Torah. So what they would do is they would leave it in a different place. For example, they would leave it in an office locked up. Well, we had a situation in the shul that I daven in. We said we were davening downstairs. There's an extra base medrash there. Sometimes we daven down there, and at a certain point, there was construction being done. So the Sefer Torah that we had down there was being put in a machzan. It was left in a machzan in a storage area, locked up, and only when we needed it on Mondays and Thursdays. On Shabbos, we were davening in the main shul. But on Mondays and Thursdays, they used to bring it out, and we used to daven and then put it back into the storage area, a different room, a separate room. So that's really what Halicha Shlomo, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, is being asked. Here we have a situation that because of security or cleanliness, whatever it is, they keep the Sefer Torah in a different place, and just on Mondays and Thursdays they bring it. And he says as follows: despite the fact that it's being kept in a different room, except when needed, Nechshav Kemakom Shiesh Bo Sefer Torah, this is considered as if there is a Sefer Torah in the room, and indeed you would say Tachanun with the Nefilah Sapchaim. So we see there are a couple leniencies. Rav Moshe is saying as long as it's in the same room, even if it's in a different cabinet, and Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach even taking it in another step, even if it's a different room, but we bring the Sefer Torah on Mondays and Thursdays, that is sufficient to have the ability to say Nefilah Sapchaim. It is as if that Sefer Torah is there, even on non-Kriyas HaTorah days, even on days when they don't bring the Sefer Torah, they would be sufficient because they bring it on Mondays and Thursdays in order to do the Nefilas HaPaim throughout the week. Have a wonderful day.